Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with DLR. This is DLR. It is Tuesday already. I know I said that like it's Friday already. It is the 10th of November. It is Tuesday. Thank you for hanging with me today, this Tuesday, on the Cave Show with DLR. What a game last night, huh? Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk the Jets and New England would be that entertaining? But you can never fear, because if one thing will happen, if two things will happen, if three things will happen, the Jets will Jets. Flacco will Flack. And Gase will Gase. We'll break it down. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. Talk about the ASU football schedule. Late game. Wait till you hear the time on this one. Still want to talk about the Cardinals and the Dolphins. Want to make sure we definitely wrap that up. And Pittsburgh, undefeated team, but they're having some issues with this devil known as COVID. I just kind of want to touch on the entire NCAA landscape of games and that battle to finally see who will, I don't want to use the word survive, but who will be the last team standing to actually get into the playoffs. Anyway, we'll do all that. We'll talk about that, all that. We'll open up phone lines right here on the Cave Show with PLR. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located at 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get your butt in there. Let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off your cigar purchase once you mention that. Also, you can become a member, get access to the member lounge, get a locker, backs up directly to a humidor. You also get a discount. I don't know why I haven't said this. You get a discount on your cigars. So it is a great membership to have. Check it out for a day. If you don't want to join right away, go down and check it out. Get back in that lounge. Watch all the TVs. There's always sports on. No better place to watch an NFL, NBA, MLB, MLS, Masters. Watch it all down there at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. If you don't become a member, no worries. Still plenty of room for you down there. Plenty of TVs up for you to relax and check out. If you can't make it down there in person, go to Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E, world.com. Same great selection. If you call early, if you order early enough in the day, your shipment goes out the exact same day. All this is done at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. A lot of stuff to get into. I'm going to open up these phone lines first. You would think it was Monday, but all of a sudden I'm tongue-tied, and I have no idea why I am. So let's start this again. This is the Cave Show with PLR. Thank you for joining me this Tuesday, November. Let's open up the phone lines. All calls made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Thanks for holding. It's the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Outside of being tongue-tied, I'm good.
Better than the Jets, that's for sure.
Ooh.
Always finding a way
Blue,
to
how
lose.
Are you, buddy? Are you better than the Jets today, my friend?
I kind of expected it. Towards the end. I mean, the Jets were going to find a way to lose. New England was, you know, up to the old tricks of getting without Brady. I mean, they were just looking to beat them. Other than that, it's been a horrible season for both teams. But we knew they were going to try to find a way to beat them.
Jets will jet, Flacco will flack, and Gaze will gaze.
Yeah. And they still haven't fired him yet anyway.
They can't fire him.
I wish they could.
Can't do it. If you do it, you bring in another coach. That other coach is going to want to win on his resume. You get wins on your resume, you miss out on Mr. Lawrence down in Clemson. Jets aren't having that nonsense.
Yeah, but we know that he's not going to come here.
He doesn't have a choice. Listen, yesterday, now was that?
He won't come here.
He doesn't have a choice. Okay, who was that who asked me that yesterday? I don't remember if it was on air. I don't remember if it was off there. I don't remember. But someone said to me, someone said to me, if you're Lawrence, would you go back to college for a year, or would you go ahead and get drafted by the Jets if they drafted you? And I said, be nuts to go back to college. Lou, I'll break this down for you. How much does Clemson pay players to play?
Nothing.
Nothing. He's going to make a lot more than playing with the Jets, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't want. But he says he wants to play for a contending team and not a loser.
Okay, every team that would draft him would be a losing team. Every team that would be down there picking is going to be a loser. There's no contending teams picking number one or number two in the NFL draft. They're all losers.
No, but some players don't want to play for certain teams, and he said the Jets is one of them.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What are his options then? The Jets draft, and what is he going to do?
Yeah, he's going to try to look for a trade.
Okay, let's say the Jets say absolutely positively not. We're not trading you. What's his other option?
I think maybe we want to go to the CFL.
And you know what? You know how much he'll make up there? A whole lot less than he'll make playing for the Jets. So when I hear this, I always stop and say, he has no option. There's no way. There's you don't. That's why it's called the draft.
Right.
You know, it's not like called the. It's the draft if you end up with the team that you like. It's the draft, which means that this is what it is.
Just remember Manning back in 2004.
Yeah, the landscape was a lot different then, too. Landscape was different because, one, Trevor Lawrence didn't have that name hanging over. He doesn't have that name hanging over his head. Two, uh-huh. Let's just say Eli said, fine, I won't play. You know what Eli's family had while he didn't play? And I don't know what Trevor Lawrence's money situation is, but he could have just sat out and done nothing. He could have just literally said, I'm not going to do anything. I'll just sit out, fine, whatever. If Trevor Lawrence just sits out, no one is going to feel sorry for him in the age of COVID. There's going to be no sympathy for him in the age of COVID. They're going to say, dude, you're about to get paid. Go play football. What is wrong with you? $10.8 million is what the number one draft overall guaranteed salary for that year would make. And this is the same argument I made with basketball. There's a lot of people out there making absolutely no money whatsoever. He's not going to have this big following saying, oh, wow, you don't want to play for the Jets? The Jets are loaded with draft picks. Loaded. They're going to have talent here. I mean, there in New York. And Adam Gase won't be there. So, I don't know. I keep hearing that, but Clemson, I'm sure he did some type of perk. Notice I didn't say pay, so I don't want to get in trouble. I'm sure there are perks for being a quarterback at Clemson, but I'm also sure $10.8 million worth of perks you're not getting. So, no, he's coming out. If he wants to go back, go back. If I'm the Jets and he wants to go back, go back. Guess what? I take Justin Fields in. No big deal. Move on to the next one. But
right.
Trevor Lawrence would be an idiot to go back to Clemson. Okay, let me ask you this. If he decides, I don't want to play for the Jets, and I'll go back to college, and COVID is no better next year, and there's no college football season, what does he do?
I don't know.
Exactly. But if the Jets draft him, or whoever has the number one overall pick, draft him, and he goes there and he signs a $10.8 million contract, guess what he gets next year if there's no games? $10.8 million.
Yeah.
That's why you leave college. He's coming out. Just go ahead and buy your Trevor Lawrence Jet jersey now, Lou.
Yeah, but, well, wait. Are there any out there yet?
No.
I didn't think so.
Not yet, my friend. Not yet. But I'm sure they're coming. There'll be a ton of them.
Oh, they will.
Could you imagine? That dude in New York,
but what if he's not
the
that
marketing
good,
sensation? You said, what if he's not that good?
Yeah, you know, because you know how, you know, how the top college athletes, you know, how they do well in college, then they get the Heisman, will not get drafted, and then it's going to be a bust.
Yeah. But by then, you know what? Your market team will have sold 1,000 of those jerseys, a million of those jerseys. No matter. And I don't think he's going to be a bust, to be honest with you. You know, just like I don't think Tua is a bust. I think Kyler Murray was a bust. Certain guys just have a certain something about them. You know, certain guys just have it.
Yes, some of them do.
So I don't see anything where I don't see anything that says this kid isn't going to be really good at the next level. I mean, he's played the toughest team. It's, you know what he reminds me of, not in terms of talent or the game, but you remember when Deshaun Watson was coming out and people had some doubts and he slid a little bit in the draft and, you know, not he's going first round, obviously, but not at the top like the Bears are stupid and drafted Mitchell Trubisky. But his coach said, this kid, if you miss on him, you're missing on a great quarterback. And then when you look at who he played, you look at when he had good games, you looked at he played Alabama, and almost everyone in the Alabama defense were in the pros. And you're looking at this kid, and you're saying, how is he going to miss? Kind of same with Trevor Lawrence. You know, he's played the top defenses. He's played a lot of pro guys that are pro guys now. And he beat them. I don't see how this kid misses.
Yeah. And if the Cowboys keep getting injured, how much more of a team they're going to have? Because they got another one now. They was from their cornerback.
Yeah, wait, you said Dallas, right?
Yes, I wish I didn't.
Yeah, they lost Diggs. Dallas is just a bad team. They're a team that's rebuilding and don't want to admit that they're rebuilding anyway.
That word, yeah.
You know, I think we can put to rest this question. Do you remember a couple years ago? The only reason Dak is that good is because he has Zeke.
Yeah.
One could argue one of the reasons Zeke was so good is because he had Dak. That's kind of what it's looking like a little bit. So, Dallas is a mess. The Cowboys are a mess.
Big mess.
And they, you've said it, my friend. Big mess.
Yeah.
Some of it is self-inflicted. Some of it like this is just nothing you can do. Quandre Diggs could play. He's hurt now.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll find out, though. The Cowboys are here's what's crazy. Even at 2-7, they still have a shot at the playoffs in their division. How scary
yeah.
is that?
That's weird.
Yep, so it's a weird football. I don't even want to say it's a weird football year. It's 2020.
Yeah.
Let's just say it's 2020. Where anything could happen. If Lou, right now, if I told you a pig was going to fly by your house in 10 minutes carrying a school of turtles with him, I don't think you should be surprised. It's 2020.
All right, now I'll leave it at that.
All right, my friend. We'll catch up tomorrow for sure. All right, buddy. Good friend of the program, Lou. Kind of want to touch on this Trevor Lawrence thing a little bit more on the other side. I keep hearing this over and over. And the guy is Like I said, we'll talk about it on the other side. It's KSHO PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thanks for joining me today and hanging out with us right here. If you ever miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the replay. KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network. Download the app for Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. Don't forget, at 1 o'clock every day, go to the website, sportscave.com. Cave is with the K. Click that Listen Live button, and you definitely will hear this voice live, ready to go. That is at sportscave.com, where Cave is with a K. If any part of the day you just want to hit that Listen Live button, go for it. Without a doubt, go for it. It'll bring up a whole list of shows that we've done in the past. Check out a replay. Find a show that maybe you want to hear again, a point that you missed, or just listen to something that for some reason you didn't listen to before. You also can check out some of the shows we have on the front page of the website, as well as some of our fun interviews. All this done right here. SportsCave.com is the website. Get your best and only episodes of The Cave Show. So I do want to touch on something really quickly. We're just talking about Trevor Lawrence, a little good friend of the program. Was talking about that. Listen, I'm not as if I think a lot of this stuff is just fodder, just a topic to create a topic when there's not a topic. You get bored, so we'll talk about it. It's kind of like, hey, who's better, Mike or LeBron? You know what? I really have nothing to talk about. It was a slow sports day. And if I do that, not only will I get calls, I'll get tweets, I'll get texts, I'll get Instagrams, I'll get all that crap. All you have to do is say, who's better, Michael or LeBron? And you're gonna get one of three things all the time. You're gonna get all the Jordan people saying it's not even a choice, you know who it is. You're gonna get the LeBron people giving you every reason why it should be LeBron. And then you're gonna get the people that are the other third. You have no respect for Oscar Robertson, you have no respect for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you have no respect. So you're gonna get one of those three things. And it's kind of a lazy conversation. I think this Trevor Lawrence conversation is starting to head down that same way as being a lazy conversation. Like I said, I know there are perks for playing at Clemson. Good school, good education. But you're not going to become a millionaire playing college football at Clemson on a yearly basis. The Jets are a terrible team. They're coached by a terrible coach. They may be coached by one of the worst coaches to ever coach in the NFL. And I'm just pointing to the guy's record and the ranking of a guy that's supposed to be a great offensive-minded coach. I mean, everyone that grandmother knows, it's where he's at on the coattails of Peyton Manning. So that's not a secret. I'm not, like, breaking news here. You know, you're not going to get the dun, 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 dun. You're not going to get that. I'm not breaking anything. But he's not going to be the coach next year. He's not going to be the coach that's going to ruin another player. Yeah, and I'm saying he ruined Sam Darnold. it's not going to happen. They're going to move on from Sam Darnold. They're going to trade him. It's just going to happen. And then they're going to select Trevor Lawrence. And there's nothing in the Jets that it will say, wow, we're going to give this guy yet another chance to mess up another quarterback. He was, Adam Gase did allegedly a good job with Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler in Miami, I guess you could say regressed, if you want to use that word. Tannehill proved that he could play once he moved teams. Sam Darnold was supposed to be really good, and I think he's better than he's shown, and he's doing nothing. So let's give him that fourth quarterback. Let's see if we can mess him up too. Just to kind of go off of what Lou said when Trevor Lawrence said he wants to play for a contender, if the draft were today, this is the order that the draft would go in. The Jets, Jacksonville, Dallas, Giants, Washington, Chargers, Miami, Cincinnati, Carolina, Atlanta, Detroit, Minnesota. Which one of those teams is ready to win a Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback? Exactly. Not one. So if the Jets don't get the number one pick, Jacksonville's next in line. What is in Jacksonville that thinks that would make anyone think they're ready to make that next step? Dallas would then be the next pick. They have to figure out what they're going to do with their Pro Bowl quarterback. Are they going to let him walk for nothing? And so there's a bunch of teams out there that would like it to have him. Hell, I'm sure that the Giants, who are next, would gladly move off Daniel Jones to slide Dak Prescott in. Washington Redskins, yeah, they've proven what a winner they've been over the last couple of decades. I mean, they have such a charismatic owner that's so into football to make sure he gets nothing wrong whatsoever. Chargers have a young quarterback. Miami, by way of the Texans, they have a young quarterback. Cincinnati drafts next, they have a young quarterback. So there's other options to go back in the draft. People, let me keep reminding you of something. COVID is here. Yeah, and I know a vaccine is on its way, but we don't know what's going to happen with the vaccine next year. We don't know how all this is going to work. We don't know how this is going to impact sports going forward. No one has any idea. Trevor Lawrence, come out and get your money. It's really just that simple. Why would you not come out and get your money? The Jets have three picks in the first 33 picks of the draft. They've got the one, they've got the 26 by way of the Seahawks, and then you turn around and they got the first pick in the second round. They're going to build. And then they got another two picks in the third round. They're going to be fine. And then they have another two picks in the fifth round. Listen, football isn't basketball. Well, once you get to the second round of basketball, you're either looking at a draft and sash over in Europe. You're looking at someone that's going to be a project. Hopefully you can use them half the time, maybe get them to sign a 50 and half the time in G League and the other half of the time up with you. In the NFL, first round picks play. Second round picks play. A lot of third round picks play. Fifth round picks play special teams. And all of a sudden, I feel like I'm on the Jets apology tour when I'm not. But you have to stop it then. You have to stop and use some logic as well. Let me see. I'm already out two games because I tested positive for COVID. And not only am I out, I'm out with no money. I'm out without a penny. I'm out without a dime. I'm out two games that I'm not getting paid for, and I'm itching to get back in and play. What happens if this thing comes back around? What happens if you have other teammates that test positive and you guys can't get in a game or you miss a game? This week, Duke is hosting Clemson with no fans in attendance. You know why? Because the freaking devil is running rampant right now. And you want to tell this kid, don't play for the Jets, sit out? There's nothing to sit out for. The Jets are in the ultimate position. They don't even have to trade Sam Darnold until they know they have a deal with Trevor Lawrence. Think about this. If they draft Trevor Lawrence and he refuses to sign, okay, don't sign. We've already got Sam Darnold and a new coach. That's fine. Think about it. When is the easiest time to buy a car? When you have a car, because you have all the leverage. Drive your car on a lot and watch how everyone runs to you. And then I want you to foot walk into the next car lot. Just walk down the street, turn and start looking. It's not the same. It's not the same. It's different when you drive by and they look at you and they say, are you interested in trading this in? Then, oh, do you have a trade? Or are you just, what are you doing? This is called the draft. You don't have an option where you go. It's the draft. Joe Burrows, I'm sure, wasn't thrilled about going to Cincinnati, knowing their track record of being such big winners in the NFL. I'm sure he wasn't out partying and saying, "Woo-hoo, I get to be a member of the Cincinnati Bengals." Who that? Who they? They copied it from New Orleans, so it doesn't matter. He's going to go play for the Jets or whoever drafts him at number one. But if the Jets end up with that pick, they're taking it. And also remember this, too. By the time he commits, he'll already know if the Jets have the number one pick. So once he commits, he already knows where he's going. And let's say he says nothing, which would be smart. And the Jets say, you know what? We would rather hold on to Sam Darnold and stack picks and go that route. He is better off saying nothing because the Jets are drafting from a position of power. It's a big difference. It's not like the Chicago Bears would have the number one pick. You would know he's staying there. But the Jets would have options. And when you have options, you're the most dangerous person in the draft. It's a Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Hey, this is Kofi, and I don't go a day without listening to The Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, this is Javon Carter with the Phoenix Suns, and I am in The Cave with PLR.
Just one simple rule. I'm Jeff Cole.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining me this Tuesday, the 11th. Hey, excuse me. What is wrong with me today? The 10th of November. Thanks for hanging out with us here at the Cave Show. Make sure you're following us on social media at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Caves with K, thesportscave.com. Cave is with a K. And you can get me directly on Twitter at PLR. Coming back to talk some more Jets, but got to just let you know this. This came out probably about 20 minutes ago. A former Boston Celtic great, one of the biggest Boston Celtics homers and fans and broadcaster, Hall of Famer, Tommy Heinsohn passed at the age of 86. Heinsohn spent 20 seasons as a player and a coach for the Boston Celtics and won 10 NBA titles while he was with the Celtics. I remember back in the 80s listening to Tommy Heinsohn call games for CBS, back when the NBA was on CBS. You youngsters don't remember that season. If you're old enough, you remember the NBA on NBC. If you're really old enough, you remember the games on CBS. And I remember him calling some of those Lakers-Celtics games and almost trying to pretend almost that he was a non-biased announcer when you knew that deep down he was pulling for the Celtics all along. Six-time All-Star, 1957 Rookie of the Year. And four-time All-NBA second-team honoree. Like I said, Hall of Famer Tommy Heinsohn leaves us at the age of 86. So let's get back to the Jets. Let's get back more into last night, kind of off the Trevor Lawrence thing. Jets fans, don't lie to me. Don't you lie to me. When they were up, you know there was a part of you saying, I know it. That damn PLR said it. Just Jets said it. They're going to mess up and end up winning the game and lose this number one pick. And I know y'all were thinking, I can't believe this is the night we finally beat the Patriots at a time where we finally don't want to beat the Patriots. The one time we knew we could count on the Patriots beating us, and what the hell did the Patriots do? They slip up and lose to us. Cam looks off. Wide receivers don't get deep. Our secondary's playing well. Joe Flacco is washed, and he picks tonight to look halfway decent again. And we're going to mess around and win this game. So, Jets fans, don't lie to me. I know that's what you were thinking. I know it. Y'all were sitting there saying, man, here we go. We can't even lose right. We are so bad that we can't even lose the game we're supposed to lose. We don't win nothing, and now this is the time we decide to lose a freaking game. What the hell kind of nonsense is this? Here's the best part. All you had to do was be patient. That's the best part about being a Jets fan. You just got to be patient. You don't have to do anything else except be patient. They will find a way. Did anyone here see, anyone listening to me see the movie Jurassic Park? There's a scene in Jurassic Park where they're showing the dinosaurs and how they are using chromosomes, whatever they're using from other animals to make it fit, the DNA from other animals to make it fit to bring the dinosaurs back to life. And Jeff Goldblum's character said, how are you ensuring that you control the population? And I forget what the evil scientist said his name was, but he said, because we've only put the male chromosome in, or the female chromosome in, whatever. So they'll all be the same sex. And Jeff Goldblum said, life finds a way. And sure, so life found a way. One species was able to swap sex from male to female. They procreated, yada, yada, yada. Don't need to know the rest of the movie. You know the rest of the movie. Dinosaurs ate a lot of people. People come back, kill dinosaurs, but still dinosaurs get their own island, right? So the Jets will find a way. That's the one good thing about the Jets. They will find a way. You don't have to worry about too much of anything else. They find ways to lose.
I don't know which one's most, anything's in particular is glaring. I just know that we weren't as clean as we were earlier in the game. I'll have to look at it, Rich.
Adam Gase, they weren't as clean as they were early in the game. Well, you know why? Because they don't know how to close. Adam Gase, it still hurts.
It hurts. I thought guys, they battled, you know, they laid it all, gave everything they had, and, you know, just have a few mistakes that really cost us the game.
You know something that Adam Gase said, and in fairness to him, and something that I've said over and over is, I think this team has quit on him. Last night, that team didn't quit. And I don't know if they were playing for him as much as playing for the fact that they just didn't want to lose to the Patriots. Be that as it may, they competed. They couldn't close the deal, but they competed. And you've got to, as much as I'm on Adam Gase, you've got to give them credit for that. They flat out competed against a team lose to all the time. There are times where you just can't be a hater. And I'm not going to be a hater here because there's no way anyone would believe that that team would or could stay with the Patriots. And I'm not saying it like the Patriots have this huge discrepancy of talent where they're just the super talented team over them. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is, this is a team that for weeks has looked like they just wanted to throw in the towel. And they didn't. When they legitimately had a chance to throw in the towel, they didn't throw in the towel. It would have been real easy for this team to just say, here they come again. Don't worry about it. We're not going to win this game anyway. But to a man, not one person on that team did that. Now, they did have some situations where, like I said, Flacco is going to flag. That's what Flacco does. Throwing a ball down the middle of the field, thinking he had zero coverage when he doesn't. For a person that's been in the league as long as he has, you know you don't want to pull the string.
We had both on the second and third down. I thought we had a shot to have something, you know, if the intermediate throw wasn't there, getting down underneath, and you know, I don't know. I haven't talked to Joe yet as far as what happened on the second down play. I thought the third down play he gave where he threw the ball was the right spot. You know, considering that we got zero, we just missed it by, you know, very minimal distance.
Been there, Steven. Missing by a minimal distance. but like I said, you got to give them credit. They hung in there. And I know that I bash Adam Gase. I do. But you also have to give a team credit and credit to where it counts. They put together a good game plan to beat the New England Patriots. Now, they also do dumb things. And Greg Williams' defense, as good as he is, his defense just has no discipline. And they just do dumbass things. Helmet to helmet on Cam Newton when you could have got off the field. And now that's a 15-yard penalty. And they keep the ball and they get better field position. They do dumb things. They have no discipline. And that's why Greg Williams is never going to be more than what he is. Because you got to have a certain amount of discipline. And he just doesn't have it at all. And for a team that found a way to stay in the game, and is when a defense is playing as well as they do, those are the type of penalties where you just can't have. And that type of discipline has to come down. And let's just be honest, Adam Gase can't tell Greg Williams what to do anymore. Greg Williams knows he's a lame duck coach. Greg Williams is coaching for his own resume. And I think because of that, partly because of that, is why we're seeing why he'll never have a job as a head coach. Because he's not concerned with the greater good of the team. He's concerned with Greg Williams. But this team is trying to find a way.
I mean, these guys keep coming back to work. They keep trying to find ways to get better, keep trying to execute what's being asked of them. I mean, they played their ass off. It's just, you know, they're not finding ways to win.
The only problem I have with that whole thing is the end part of the statement. Listen to the whole thing one more time.
I mean, these guys keep coming back to work. They keep trying to find ways to get better, keep trying to execute what's being asked of them. I mean, they played their ass off. It's just, you know, they're not finding ways to win.
They're not finding ways to win. No, 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 no. We're not finding ways to win. And I know he's talking about them, but as a coach, we're not finding a way to win. We didn't do what we needed to do. These guys are working hard. I need to make sure that at the end of the day, I'm putting them in the best position to be successful. That's when you can say an I. Because when I do that, then we'll find a way to win. See, hauling from I to we. He still sucks as a coach. He really does. But you got to give the devil its due sometimes. And that team was ready to play.
We got to figure out a way to finish that fourth quarter the right way. Can't have as many plays as we allowed them to have in really the whole second half. Got to hold on the ball longer on offense, which we didn't do.
And you listen to him and you have that old saying, I know I got to paint that house. I know I'm going to need paint and I know I'm going to need brushes. Now I just need to figure out a way of how to do it where I can get it done before it rains in 4 days. But how am I going to do it? But I got the paint, got the house, got the brushes, but I still don't know how. And that's really the Jets. It's a game show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Final segment of the show today. Let's get this bad boy wrapped up, put a bow on it. Want to talk about the Cardinals as they head into their bye week. Some real good stuff about the game, some real down stuff about the game. They obviously ended up losing to the Dolphins on Sunday. But I want to talk about some of these up things first.
Drive. Murray keeps it. Murray at the 10. Blockers in front. Touchdown! Kyler Murray! Three through the air. One on the ground. And Arizona pulls ahead by six.
That would be a great race. Murray against Jackson. Murray has got elite quickness. How about his deep ball? Looking for Kirk. He's got him! Touchdown! A 56-yard strike!
Sound courtesy of CBS Sports. Thank you for that. Okay, so I want to stop this ridiculous nonsense that's out there. Again, this is fodder. This is just fodder. This is no more, no less. Who would you rather have to start a team with a young quarterback? Would it be Tua? Would it be Kyler? Would it be this? Let me go ahead and clear this up for you right now. Let's just make this real simple. Let's make this plain and simple. Let's make this simple and plain. Kyler Murray is playing at a Pro Bowl level. Pro Bowl level. He is on track to rush 4,000 yards and pass for 4,000 yards. And there's a bunch of naysayers that are out there. Well, you can't win like this. You can't win like this. And I'm more pointing to like Keyshawn Johnson who keeps saying that. And I think that if this was the 1980s or the 1990s, I think they'd be right. I think he'd be right. And I think the people that agree with him would be right. But this isn't. This is a different brand of football. And he's not a runner the same way Lamar Jackson is a runner. And all you have to do is watch the games to see there's a difference. Lamar Jackson is a runner that can play quarterback and play very well. Kyler Murray is a quarterback that can run very well. He doesn't take monster hits. He gets low. He comes from a baseball background. He knows how to slide. This offense has evolved from when Cliff Kingsbury first got here last year from what I used to call the chuck and duck offense. This isn't a chuck and duck offense. It's the number one offense in the NFL. They can run the ball. When Kenyon Drake is healthy, they can run the ball. When Chase Edmonds is back there, they can run the ball. They can pass. They do spread you wide. But this team isn't a dink and dunk team. And if you, I like their offensive flow better than a traditional quarterback flow like New Orleans. And it's funny because we give New Orleans all these props for being ingenious and Drew Brees throwing six sharp passes and never taking a top off the defense. And then we give Sean Payton that label of super coach because he goes to Taysom Hill, and he runs, and he does other things, and he splits Drew Brees out wide and all this crap. They don't have to do that in Arizona. They don't have to bring in a guy to beat Kyler Murray because Kyler Murray is already Kyler Murray. If you were starting a team right now, right now, and obviously take away the established guys. Take away Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. Those guys are established. But when you get to that certain age of quarterbacks, that under 30 quarterback or the rookie quarterback or the young quarterbacks, and I'm giving you the Joe Burrows, and I'm not knocking guys. So before I hear that nonsense, oh, you're talking about I'm not. But when you get to the Joe Burrows and the Dak Prescott and the Jimmy G's and those guys, there's no one I repeat, no one, that if you have any sense in your head, that you would take over Kyler Murray. There's absolutely no one. Nonsense. Let's get that out of the way right now. The Cardinals are a team that's 5-3. And yes, there are games that they should have won. But there are games that they should have lost. Halfway point being above 500. Knowing that you're not scared of anybody. There's no one on your schedule that you're looking up going, oh my God, now we got to go play them. Miami isn't a slouch. Miami's nobody's punk. Brian Flores is coaching his ass off in Miami. It isn't like the Miami of, I don't know, under Adam Gase. Miami competes. They are a tough team to beat. They stand a real chance of winning the AFC East. But the Cardinals aren't scared of Buffalo coming to town after a bye. They're not scared of going up to Seattle. In fact, they've had a better chance winning in Seattle lately than they have at winning at home. Then they go to New England. They're not scared of New England. And this team is a lot better than I thought they would be. I said on this show, and I was dead 100% wrong. So you don't have to play the tape back with me. I'll play the receipts on myself being wrong. I said when they lost to Carolina, that's a bad loss. You don't want to lose that game because after that game, the schedule is going to get a little tougher. Obviously, I didn't mean the Jets. And I didn't know Dallas would be without Dak. And I said, that's not a game you want to lose. But when you look at the schedule going forward, 5-3, I think they beat Buffalo. I think they beat New England. I think they beat the Rams. I think they beat the Giants. I think they beat Philadelphia. I think they beat San Francisco. I think this team is an 11-5, 10-6 team at worst. And guess what that does? That gets you in the playoffs. And for those of you not keeping track, there was an NFL meeting with owners to discuss the possible playoff situation because of COVID and because what might happen if teams don't get all their games in. Division winners are going to be damned. They're going to go by record. 16 teams in. Best team, best record one. Next best record two. Next best record three. I don't have to keep going. Not everyone went to that school in Tucson, so I don't have to break it down for you. That's up. And they'll go all the way. Conferences be damned. All that stuff be damned. If they have to come to that. In some ways, that would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? And I'm not saying I would like to see it. Could you imagine if, like, Pittsburgh is undefeated and KC has only lost one game? That's your Super Bowl instead of, you know, the traditional AFC versus the NFC. But anyway, we're talking about a team that's 5-3. If the playoffs started today, the Cardinals are in. Under the old format. Or the old new format. Your division winners would be Philadelphia, Green Bay, New Orleans, and Seattle. And then your playoff teams would be Tampa Bay and the Rams. Tampa Bay and the Cardinals and the Rams. Had to get to 7. So, miss me with that nonsense. I think what happens is the Cardinals have had such a history of losing that it's hard for national people to see that they're winning. And losing to Miami did, honestly, nothing to me whatsoever. A 5-3 team lost to a 5-3 team. I don't know the tiebreakers in the AFC, but if the playoffs are today, you have Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Kansas City under the old new format where your division winners get in. Then we know Baltimore is in. But there's two open spots left after that. Miami's 5-3, Cleveland's 5-3, Indianapolis is 5-3. Las Vegas is 5-3. Two of those four get in. I don't know the breakdown of ties, but they're right there. So that wasn't, to me, a devastating loss. A game where the Cardinals, this time next year, they win that game. And Cliff Kingsbury obviously was upset. He took a lot of blame for this. There were some play calls that I think he left on the table, on the field. And he knows it.
Really efficient, you know. I had some bad play calls that kept us out of the end zone. And I think that was kind of it, me screwing him up on those. But when he was, asked to perform his job, he did it at a high level. He escaped some things, made some plays with his feet. You know, I thought he performed at a high level.
And he's talking about Kyler Murray. But listen, I play Adam Gase all the time. And I played Adam Gase Allen today, and he said his team played well enough, and they didn't figure out how to win. Listen to Cliff Kingsbury.
Really efficient, you know. I had some bad play calls that kept us out of the end zone, and I think that was kind of it, me screwing him up on those. But when he was,
Think about what he just said. I had some bad play calls. I did this. That's coaching. He came in, and I said he ran a shuck and duck offense. His offense has evolved. His players play for him, and he has figured out and continues to figure out what to do to make this team win. And like I said, the Dolphins, they're not punks.
Give them a lot of credit. They came in and created a takeaway early, big points there. And they're playing good, playing physical. Had a rookie quarterback who protected the ball, didn't turn it over one time. And, I had some bad calls late on 4th-and-1, 3rd-and-1, turned us over, and they got it done and we didn't.
Back to I, what I could do to help my team. Incredible. If you got on that Cardinals bandwagon, you'd be a damn fool to get off of it. This team is getting better consistently, week in and week out. Thanks for hanging with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, Hump Day. Pull you through another crazy day of sports. Thanks for those that call in on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. This is the Sports Cave. This is the Cave Show on PLR. Make sure you're following at Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Caves with the K, sportscave.com, Caves with the K. PLR on Sports is my Twitter. Until tomorrow, everyone, have a great day. Thanks for hanging with me. The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Tips. Bring us home.